At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In the heart of the quiet city of Manchester, a troubling narrative unfolded in a courtroom, shrouding the prestigious Countess of Chester Hospital in a cloud of grim uncertainty. The center of this maelstrom was Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old neonatal nurse with an unassuming exterior, standing accused of an unthinkable crime. The court heard allegations of an ominous series of events that occurred between June 2015 and June 2016, painting a chilling portrait of Letby, who stood charged with the murder of 5 baby boys and 2 baby girls, alongside attempts to end the lives of 10 more fragile infants. Prosecutors, armed with a battery of incriminating evidence, charged her with a litany of ghastly acts, from poisoning the newborns with an overdose of insulin, to suffocating them by force-feeding milk, to physically assaulting them, and most chillingly, injecting air into their bloodstream, an act designed to induce fatal embolisms. The particular incident involving an infant, identified only as Baby D, took center stage as the court convened. A series of messages exchanged between Letby and a fellow nurse showcased the nurse's recounting of the tragic event, how the baby, stable initially, began to exhibit inexplicable signs of distress before succumbing. The jury heard the poignant words that the accused nurse typed out to her colleague, "We lost D," followed by descriptions of the newborn's worsening condition and the shattering effect the death had on the parents. In stark contrast, 3 years later during police questioning, Letby claimed a clouded memory of the details surrounding Baby D's fatal collapse, sparking a tense exchange in the courtroom. The prosecution questioned her ability to vividly recall the details when communicating with her colleague, but professed a lack of memory when questioned by the authorities, eliciting a curt denial from Letby. Her parents, John and Susan, sat in silent anticipation in the public gallery, their faces a stoic mask of fear and anticipation. As the prosecution pushed Letby on the assertion that she found some perverse joy in the chaos, she vehemently disputed this. The questioning delved deeper, scrutinizing Letby's actions during Baby D's desperate struggle for life. However, she maintained ambiguity about her specific role in the infant's failed resuscitation attempts. In a riveting turn of events, Letby accused her fellow healthcare professionals of fatal errors. She posited that their delay in administering antibiotics to Baby D's mother could have precipitated the newborn's untimely death. The prosecution, armed with this new claim, probed further, suggesting that the absence of Baby D's designated nurse provided Letby with a sinister opportunity. However, Letby continued to deny any malicious intent towards the baby. Unyielding in their cross-examination, the prosecution suggested that Baby D had fallen victim to an air injection, leading to her demise. But Letby, insistent on her innocence, repeatedly dismissed these accusations, claiming that she had no memory of standing over the baby's cot when the alarms began to sound. As the prosecutor continued to weave an incriminating narrative, linking Baby D's death to previous incidents, Letby's sole defense remained a firm denial and a claimed lack of recollection. The trial took a pause at Letby's request, allowing her a moment to regain her composure after the grueling line of questioning. A lingering air of tension hung in the courtroom as the jury was dismissed until Wednesday. With the stage set for the continuation of this harrowing narrative, Lucy Letby, hailing from Hereford, continued to deny all charges against her, fighting against the damning portrayal of her as a cold-blooded perpetrator of infanticide. As the doors of the Manchester Crown Court closed, the secrets of the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital remained trapped within its walls, with Letby seemingly the only key to unlocking them. The string of harrowing allegations against her had cast a shadow over the reputation of the renowned medical institution, leaving its staff and patrons in a state of disquiet. With 7 lives cut short and 10 others nearly extinguished, the toll of the alleged actions were monumental, leaving a trail of grieving families in its wake. As the prosecutor steadily built the narrative against Letby, her defense rested largely on adamant denials and claimed lapses in memory. The severity of the accusations against her, however, demanded more substantial rebuttals. As an individual entrusted with the care of the most vulnerable lives, the notion of Letby as a malevolent presence was a deeply unsettling one. The echoes of her denials hung heavy in the courtroom, her insistence on innocence pitted against a mounting body of evidence and allegations. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.